Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Friday we bring you helpful information about a subject that's of interest to just about everyone. Health. The following is an article from the online website medicalnewstoday.com. The article was written by Corey Pelk. Are eggs good or bad for cholesterol? Outdated misconceptions seem to persist. For many people, the humble egg is considered an almost perfect food due to all the nutrients it contains, including protein, micronutrients like lutein and choline, and a variety of vitamins such as vitamin A and vitamin B12. Past studies suggest that eating eggs can have a positive impact on brain health, the immune system, muscles, and eye health. Over the last few decades, there has been much debate about whether eggs contribute to high cholesterol and an increased risk of heart disease because of their dietary cholesterol content. Thanks to updated research, the 2015 Dietary Guidelines removed previously recommended limits on egg consumption over dietary cholesterol concerns, reaffirming eggs as a healthy part of the diet. Despite these dietary guideline changes, a new study has found that lingering misconceptions about eggs might still prevent people from including them in their daily diets. According to new research recently published in the journal Nutrients, as of 2021, people still reported limiting their egg consumption due to the cholesterol content of eggs. This leads to the need for additional education for both the general public and healthcare professionals regarding the health benefits of eggs. It's important to note that this research was funded by an unrestricted grant from the American Egg Board's Egg Nutrition Center, award number 2019-4881, but the authors declare no conflicts of interest. For this study, researchers analyzed data from about 6,300 participants in the Rancho Bernardo study between 1972 and 1974. During this period, participants were asked how many eggs they ate each week. Approximately 1,600 and 1,400 participants, respectively, were asked again about their egg consumption during follow-up visits between 1998 through 1991 and 1992 through 1996. In 2021, a survey was mailed to surviving participants. Of them, 710 participants responded, providing information about their egg consumption and barriers that might limit their egg intake. Data from the Rancho Bernardo study afforded us an unparalleled opportunity to examine the trends in egg consumption over 48 years. Donna Kritz Silverstein, Ph.D., Professor and Assistant Dean for Teaching Programs at the Herbert Wertham School of Public Health and Human Longevity Science, and Professor in the Department of Family Medicine and Public Health, both at the University of California, San Diego, and lead author of this study, told Medical News Today. There is no other study that has followed participants that can examine whether their egg consumption impacts health over such a long period of time, she said. Upon analysis, Kritz Silverstein and her team found that while participants reported eating 3.6 eggs per week in 1972 through 1974, this amount dropped to 1.8 per week from 1998 through 1991 and about the same amount from 1992 through 1996. Guidelines limiting egg consumption and dietary cholesterol were first promoted in 1968 by the American Heart Association, Kritz Silverstein explained. At the time, it was thought that dietary cholesterol, i.e., the cholesterol found in eggs, could raise levels of plasma cholesterol. This amount of dietary cholesterol that could be consumed per day was further reduced later on for those at high risk of heart disease. It was not until 2015, and after a lot of research had been done, that these guidelines were abandoned, Dr. Kritz Silverstein said. In this study, egg consumption was only assessed at four time points, so that we cannot know the precise timing at which guidelines were adopted or abandoned, she continued. But given the adoption of guidelines by the general public likely takes some time from when they are first put forth, it is reasonable that the original assessment of egg intake in 1972 through 74 was close to the time when people first became aware of these guidelines. By 1998 through 91 and 1992 through 96, guidelines likely had widespread adoption, she told MNT. When looking at egg consumption numbers in 2021, The researchers found that the average number of eggs consumed per week increased to 3.4, an amount similar to that in 1972 through 74. By 2021, guidelines had been abandoned, but it takes time for the information to trickle down and for people to change their habits, Kritz Silverstein said. Also, in the 2021 data, scientists found that 22.1% of those who responded reported limiting their egg consumption. Most people indicated that they limited their egg intake because they either thought it was healthier because of the high cholesterol content of eggs or because of a doctor's recommendation due to their own high plasma cholesterol level, Kritz Silverstein detailed. Our study showed that the guidelines surrounding egg consumption, whether they were appropriate or not, impacted egg intake. Despite the abandonment of these guidelines, they continue to serve as a barrier to egg consumption for some people. Results of this study suggest that to counter the lingering effects of outdated dietary restrictions, additional education is needed for healthcare professionals as well as the general public. Campaigns targeting older individuals regarding the benefits of eggs for health maintenance could be useful, said Dr. Silverstein. MNT spoke with Yuming Ni, MD, a board-certified cardiologist and lipidologist at Memorial Care Heart and Vascular Institute at Orange Coast Medical Center in Fountain Valley, California, about this study. This is a paper looking at historical trends in egg consumption, and there are many reasons why people choose or don't choose to eat eggs that have nothing to do with health. I want to make it clear that this does not change my opinion on how people eat eggs at all, Ni said. Ni suggested clinical trials showing the various health benefits of people eating more eggs versus less would be beneficial. I think without a study like that, I'm not willing to make any conclusions about whether egg consumption is good or bad for you all, he continued. How many eggs a week? I can say that a single egg has 70% of your daily dietary cholesterol intake, so I tell patients not to overdo it. I would recommend no more than 7 eggs in a week, whether you bunch it up on the weekend or you eat it throughout the week. And then egg whites don't have the same amount of cholesterol, so that's fine. That's my general recommendation, but that's not going to change based on this study, said Dr. Ni. MNT also spoke with Monique Richard, MS, RDN, LDN, a registered dietitian nutritionist, and owner of Nutrition Insight, about how readers can alleviate their fears regarding misconceptions about eggs, high cholesterol, and heart disease. Concern over the egg and cholesterol connection is about as time-tested as the which came first, chicken or egg, question. But it is important to remember to think big picture and keep in mind that egg yolks are not often consumed in isolation, which influences how the body metabolizes, uses, and processes components such as cholesterol, Richard explained. Factors such as fiber, especially soluble fiber, and types and amounts of fat within a meal and within a dietary pattern on a daily basis impacts total cholesterol. Oftentimes, briefly tracking intake can reveal additional information and insight about what may be beneficial or consequential to our health goals and needs, she continued. Richard encouraged readers to observe their egg intake with the following questions. How many eggs do I consume on a daily and weekly basis? How are they being prepared? What portion of animal products compose my diet per meal per day? Are whole grains, such as oatmeal, quinoa, whole wheat, rye, oat toast, being consumed along with the eggs? Are the eggs I'm consuming usually in a recipe or dish, such as baked oatmeal, cookies, casseroles, quiche, pancakes, or waffles? In addition, taking a look at other factors often related to egg consumption may reveal how and where the impact on your specific lipid health is being made, Richard said. For example, it's pretty standard in America for eggs to be fried in butter or margarine and can be accompanied by other animal products such as bacon, sausage, ham, cheese, and milk, items higher in saturated fat and cholesterol. Substitutes for eggs. Egg substitutes are also a very viable option for those that need and/or want it, or it may be appropriate for those related to an allergy or other medical condition. Substituting ground flaxseed, chia seed, tofu, mung bean, garbanzo beans, mashed bananas, or applesauce in recipes such as casseroles and muffins are an option, as well as using silken tofu for a scramble or egg salad sandwich can be delicious, nutritious, while providing additional nutritional benefits, said Richard. When we begin to understand our own unique needs and our body's response to input, food, environmental factors, etc., fear of the unknown and what could happen and labeling of condemned food dissipates, Richard added. If you want to learn more about Ayers LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Friday with more helpful information related to your health. I'm Roger Baker.